Proclamation number 4946 of 6th of August, 1950. Willful decision in earthly life. Only the decision of will is demanded of you during your earthly life, but you have to express it with your heart, not only with your mouth. The human being's will be directed upwards or downwards, and his way of life will correspond to this will, which thus expresses the direction his will has taken. Since the will is now free from me, the human being determines the direction of his will of his own accord, thus he is not in a state of compulsion and therefore, in order to be able to decide, must have knowledge of both aims between which he is to decide. Good and evil can be his thinking. Good and evil can be his striving. Good and evil are the opposite poles which exert their attraction on every human being who lives on earth. Good and evil are the forces that try to influence human thinking. But the human being has to make the decision himself, and thus I have also given him the ability to recognize good and evil. Thus according to his feelings his decision should be the right one. Yet this feeling is dulled by opposing forces through an irritating portrayal of evil which, however, is only successful where the resistance against me is still great. Good as well as evil can be recognized. Whether it wants to be recognized is up to the human being himself, who can think and want freely in all directions. Where the adversary lures the human being with earthly advantages and successes, graces without measure are available from my side, so that the battle between good and evil can never be called an equal, and even the most primitive human being can just as well give the right direction to the will as the intellectually extremely superior one, for which my justice and my love is a guarantee. Yet the slightest affection for evil gives the adversary tremendous power which he uses in a frightening way, just as, conversely, the slightest devotion of the will to me guarantees an extraordinary influx of grace in order to withstand all temptations and onslaughts of the adversary. The human being has free will and is not defenselessly at the mercy of the opposing powers during his earthly life, yet he has to make the decision himself because it determines his life and eternity. Amen.